Okay, we're going to do Daf Tzadik Gimel and Erevin today. We're going to start from the last line and on Tzadik Beis and the base. So the Gemara like this talked about a case where you had a bigger room and a smaller room. And the case was that the bigger room, whenever we talk about a bigger room and a smaller room, by definition, that means that the larger room extends both to the right and the left of the opening of the smaller room. So the smaller room opens into the other room, and then the walls extend a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left, and it creates what the Gemara uses a lashon of gefufi. So Rava said the case was as follows: you planted a vineyard in the bigger room, and you planted grain seeds in the smaller room, and that became osir. So Rava had a problem with, Abaya had a problem with that, because Abaya said, if so, it comes out that because you have the wall, that it makes it that the smaller room, so to speak, is encompassed by the bigger room, and the wall creates, that in of itself creates an iser. And Abaya says, logically, that doesn't make sense. Usually a wall is there to create a separation and to create heterim, and you're saying because of the wall, therefore it becomes usr. So where do we ever find that the wall itself creates the iser? The Gemara is going to go through various cases that possibly, potentially show that, no, it's not a problem. We do find that sometimes the wall itself creates an additional level of iser. So let's start from the second to last line of Tzadik Beis on the Beis. The Gemara says, Amalei Rava La'abaya. So Rava says, La'abaya, V'lai Matzina Mechitza La'isr. We don't find that sometimes the wall itself creates that there should be an additional isr. V'hi Itmar, on the top of Tzadik Gimel Beis. Sicha Chal Gabei Achsadra. Let's say you remember an Achsadra is like an open gazebo or something, and you put Tzchach on top of it, and the question is whether or not that's a kosher or a sukkah. So sheyesh lo p'tzimin k'sheira. So Rashi learns the case that it's sort of set up in an alleyway where you have walls on either side, on the left and the right, and the middle, the north and south, is completely open, except for it has p'tzimin, which are like poles on the entrance, and that is enough. As we know, it's the Brisa says that it's kosher, because we know by a sukkah all you need is two walls and a drop, and the p'tzimin, the extra poles, count as the third wall, and that's going to be kosher. But the point of the Gemara is the next line. Ilu hishve p'tzimin psula. So Rashi learned that the case was, but if I were to construct another wall alongside the existing walls on the sides, on the what I'm calling the east and the west side, so then it becomes possible. So Rashi learns pshat is because the p'tzimin, the extra extension, that pole that created the third wall, is now covered in between the extra wall that you built alongside the pre-existing wall. So it's possible. So you lost the extra. So we see that because I built, Rava's point is that because I built the extra wall here, therefore it becomes possible. So we see that sometimes building a wall is going to be a problem. Now, the way I just was masber was lefi Rashi's pshat, that the wall, the existing walls, were on the east and the west. Tosfos learns, because he has a problem with the Pitikra Yerid V'Soysim issue, so Tosfos learns instead of the walls on opposite sides, parallel to each other, he learns that they're perpendicular, that it's the north and the east side, let's say, so that they create a gam, a half circle. In any event, it's the same idea, though, that you lose the p'timin, so we see that the walls created iser. First of all, I hold it's not a problem anyway, because I hold Pitikra Yerid V'Soysim. So the four walls come down anyway, so even without the p'timin, it would have been kosher anyway. But according to you, that says that you need, literally, physically, you need a third wall there, so you look mechitzas. It's not pshat that the new wall is the wall itself is what's osur. The reason why it became osur is because you removed, by putting up the new wall, you hid the third wall. Now the new walls, what it does is it creates just two walls, and you took away the third wall, and that's why it's possible, because you lost the wall, not because you constructed a new wall. So therefore, it's not a riot to this concept. So Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chana Le'abaya. So Rabba Bar Rav Chana also asked the Bible, it's in a mechitza le'is, so we don't see that building extra walls is going to be a problem. But Tani, we learned in a brisa. Imagine you're living in a house where the ceiling, it's a straight ceiling, but for whatever reason it stops halfway through, and so part of the house is covered. Let's say you have like a porch or something, that half of it is covered, and then the rest of it is uncovered. So then the halacha is, gafonim kan, mut lezraya kan. If you have, again, grapes that are growing on, just say for argument's sake, on the portion of the porch that is covered, you're allowed to immediately plant seeds on the other side where it's uncovered. And the reason is because we consider it we consider a pitikar yad v'soisim, that the ceiling has, as if there's a wall that comes straight down, and as we'll see very clearly, that any time you have a wall, you could always plant on one side of the wall grapes, on the other side of the wall you can plant seeds. So over here also we'll consider it that you have seeds. Now what happens, v'ilo hishveh eskarev, let's say I went ahead and I extend that ceiling all the way over the entire porch. I go ahead and I extend it all the way through, then it's going to be usr. So again, once again, because I added the extra wall and I made the ceiling cover the entire porch, it becomes usr. So we see adding a wall makes it usr. So Abaye gives the same answer. Amalei hasam siluk mechitzas hu. That's again not because it's not the new wall that made it usr. It's the fact that by extending the ceiling further, I remove the pitikra yod v'soisim. I remove the wall that would have come in and created the separation. And that's why it's usr. It's the removal of the wall, not the creation of the new wall. Okay, once again, Rava tries again. Shalach le Rava la Abaye biyad Rav Shmaya bar Zeira. So now Rava tries sending it with a shliach. He said, ask Abaye the following question. So we don't find walls that sometimes, because of the wall we create in Israel, we learn to the Braisa. Yesh b'mechitzas hakerim l'hokul l'hachmer. We see the Braisa says that sometimes a wall in a vineyard can sometimes work out to my advantage, and sometimes it works out l'chumra. Ketzad, the Braisa explains, Kerem anatua ad ikar mechitza. If you have a vineyard that's planted all the way up to the wall, Zareyami ikar mechitza ve'eluch, you're allowed to plant seeds on the other side of the wall, right where the wall starts. That's lakula. Where we see that literally you can plant on opposite sides of the wall, no matter how thin the wall is. Ein sham mechitza, and if there was be no wall there, so marchik dalet amas v'zareya. And if there's no wall, then you have to distance Dalet Amos, because otherwise there's no separation. You have to create a Dalet Amos gap in between. V'zeh mechitzas hakerem lahokol. That would be the case where you see that because you have a wall, there's a kula that you can plant literally right up to the side of the wall. Ula hachmer, ketzad, where do we see that sometimes a wall is the chumra? Hayom moishech mena koisel yud alef amah. If you're, for whatever reason, your vineyard stopped 11 amos away from the wall. So in other words, the edge of your field is a wall around it, and you stopped planting your vineyard 11 amos distance. There's a gap of 11 amos between the end of your field and the end of and the wall. So lo yovizera l'sham, you're not allowed to plant anything in that small area. Shel mole ein mechitza. Now, had there not been a wall at the end of your field, marchik dalet amos of zareya. Had it just been an open field and I stopped planting my vineyard, all I need to do is distance, I just need a gap of Dalet Amos. Now, because there's a wall, all of a sudden I have to distance, I can't plant anything within an entire 11 Amos, which is a much larger area. So we see that sometimes a wall creates a chumra. So we see that sometimes a wall creates a chumra. So that was Rava's, al-yidei shliach, that was Rava's question. That we see that sometimes because there's a wall, it creates an extra chumra that I'm not allowed to plant there. So Abaye answered, Ula Taimeich, Uisman Masnisen. Why are you asking from some random brisa which just has like half the halacha? Ask from the Mishnah that actually spells all this out very beferish. And this is all the way from the beginning of the Daf Gimel. We saw in the beginning of the Masechta, we quoted this Mishnah once before. The Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah, Karachas HaKerem, if you have a bald spot in the middle of a vineyard, Beishamay Yom Rechav Dalet Amos. Beishamay says in order to be able to plant anything in the middle of that bald spot, you need a gap of 24 Amos from one side of the gap to the other side of the gap. And Beishamay says you just need 16 Amos in order to be able to plant in there. We're going to explain what this is in a second. B'chol HaKerem, if you have like a moat, an area around the vineyard. So how big does that area have to be? Meaning by, from the edge of where you stopped planting your vineyard to the wall on the edge of your field. So how big does that area have to be in order to be able to plant something else there and not be kalayim? Beshama yamir tezayinama. Beshama is, again, the more machmir over here, but he now reduces it to 16 amas. So Beis Hillel says you just need a 12 amma gap. And the Mishnah continues and says, "Beferish ve'ezehi karachas akerem." What is considered a bald spot in a kerem? So we say, "Kerem shecharev emsiusai," a vineyard that the middle of the field, like smack in the middle of the field, meaning it's surrounded on all four sides by vineyards. So now that area is fallow. So this is following Beis Hillel shita. Im yesham tezayin amo. If there's a gap of 16 amos, le'yavizera l'sham, you cannot. If it's less than 16 amos, you cannot plant anything else there. If it's 16 amos, though, then you just give the area of the amount of area that you need in order to work the field, which Rashi defines, and the Mishnah is also defined as 4 amos on either side, and then you can plant the middle stuff. That's why you need 16. Why? Because on either side of the field, you need a surrounding area of Dalet Amos. So that's four on this side and four on the other side. That's already counts for eight. And then you need eight in the middle because you have to be able to assume, you have to assume that either side is considered two separate fields. And you need a Makom Choshev, so you need four Amos for each. So you have four Amos for working, for driving your wagon, and four Amos for planting. So that's four, eight on either field. Eight plus eight is 16. So that's why you need a minimum of 16. Okay. In any event, Ezehi Mechol HaKerem, just to finish off, and what is the case of the moat, the area around the field? It says, Ben HaKerem Legeder, that if you have a vineyard and you have a fence, so you need also an area. Because the fence, you don't have to work on the fence, so you don't need your four Amos for the fence. So therefore, She'ein Sham Yud Beis Amos, the edge of your field to the edge of your planting, to the edge of your field is less than 12 Amos, Lo Yavi Zer L'Sham, you cannot plant anything else there, because otherwise it constitutes Kalayim, because it's bottled to the field. Ha'yu Sham Yud Beis Amos. But if you already have 12 Amos, Noisen L'Kadei Avodah, so you just need to, again, the area that you need to work on the field, which is four Amos, and then you can plant the rest. So what do we see? So that Mishnah says very clearly also that because there's a fence there, you need a whole 12 Amos in order to be able to plant in the extra area. Less than that fence, less than 12 Amos, you're not allowed to plant. Again, if there had not been a fence at the edge of the field, you would have, all you needed to do was leave a gap of Dalet Amos. Elamai, you see that because you have a fence there, it created a chumrah. You need an additional 8 Amos in order to be able to plant there. So Abaye asked Rava, why don't you ask me straight from that brisa? Elahosam, so why wasn't that brisa, or rather that Mishnah, why wasn't that Mishnah in itself a problem? Lavhainu taimo, the reason, there's a special reason over there why we're so machmer. The kol Dalet Amos, the gabi kerem, avoidas hakerem. Because first of all, the first Dalet Amos around the vineyard is part of the vineyard, it's bottled to the vineyard, because you need that Dalet Amos to drive your wagons, to put your oxen over there, and you need that area in order to be able to work the vineyard. So the gabi geder, and also when you come close to a fence, keeping the lemas darin, since you're not going to want to plant that close to the fence, because if you plant next to the fence, the plow, but it turns up the, when it turns up the ground, is going to soften the ground and it's going to make the fence fall down. So afkuri mafkir lahu, you're going to make it hefker to the fence. In other words, you're not going to really want to touch or play with that area, because that area itself is really needed to keep the fence up in the first place. So that area, it doesn't count either. So that's four Amos next to the fence. The Baini Baini, and then, so now you have four Amos that you already accounted for as bottle to the carom you need to use to put your wagons. Four Amos next to the fence that you're not going to touch in order to be able to keep the fence up. The Baini Baini, the area between, so E Ikadalad, if it's four Amos Chashivan, then it's Chashiv, and you're allowed to plant there. It's its own field. V'ilai, loy Chashiv. And if it's less than four Amos, it's not Choshev, and it becomes bottled to the field. So in other words, it has nothing to do with the fact, Rabbi is saying again, it has nothing to do with the fact that the fence creates the Yisr. Rabbi is saying it's a practical reason over there that you need this 12 Amos, that the gap you need is more than four Amos, only because you needed to be able, otherwise, anything less than four Amos becomes bottled to the Kerem. And that's why you need more than, you need, in order to constitute its own field, because you need four Amos on either side, you need a four Amos in the middle, and that adds an extra 12. But Abaye says, but generally speaking, we don't like to see that the fence itself creates a chumrah to make something constitute an iser. And that is pretty much the maskona of the Gemara, at least the Lefi Abaye. But again, we see that Rava tried, had two attempts. The first attempt, well, actually, the second attempt of the Gemara, and the last attempt of the Gemara was to say that it's not a problem to have a fence that sometimes comes out l'chumra. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says a different halachas. Gimel karfifois, if you have three open areas, that we're talking about, Rashi says, we're talking about a case where you have three people traveling. And the halacha is that when people are traveling, if they're one group, so then we give them as much area as they need. If they're less than a group, if you have two people, then we only give them up to a two saw of an area. So now you have gimel karfifos, you have these three open areas, zeh betzad zeh, that one is next to another. And the case is like this. V'shneim hachitzoinim, but the two outer ones, megufavin, are extended further, like we explained, that the middle one opens up to the outer area, but then each one extends to the right and to the left. So you have a fence, slightly, and the middle one is sort of concealed. Like the picture in Rashi is the first picture, where the middle area is slightly narrower than the outer areas. So now, v'yachar bezeh, and there's one individual in each person. So nasa kishiyara, so the halacha is they become like a caravan that's traveling together. So this was the halacha that we learned earlier in the Masechta, that you give them as much area as you need, for all their kalim. So vaday, kol tzarkon vaday. That's because the middle guy, because he's open to the outer guy, so as we explained, that when you have a smaller courtyard next to a bigger courtyard, it becomes encompassed inside the bigger courtyard. So all three of them are now considered clustered together, and they are, they're all ki'ilu, they're in the middle, so we give them called tzarkon. Let's say it's the other way around, the second picture in Rashi, where the middle area is extended, the side areas are narrow, and the middle area is the wider area. So, and just to finish the case, and each one of the middle areas has their own single person. Then they only get six, meaning each person is considered a separate area, and they only get two sa each, which is a total of six. All right, so now, Iboilahu. Let's say you have the second case that we just learned, where the middle area is the larger area, so he's not batal to them. Let's say you have one person on either side, on the outer ones, each only have one person. And you have two people in the middle. If the two people in the middle travel or are considered part of the outside guys, let's say the guy to the left, so then they become three people, and we learned already that whenever you have three people, you give them as much area as you need. And also, if they go to the guy on the right, then they become three people. And then, so we say, oh, we don't know which side they're going to go, to the left or the right. So, well, let's say Misafik, we consider it as if he went to both of them, and everybody should get as much area as they want. That's one side of the question. Or maybe you can say, instead of saying that the two people traveled together into one chutzur to get a total of three, rather you should say one of the guys went to the left and one guy goes to the right, which means each one only has two people, and two people is not enough to give them as much as they want. So that's one suffix. That we have to go to chumrah, since even if we say that two of them went to the same place, we would anyway, we don't know which direction they're going to go. So therefore it makes more sense to say one guy went to the left and one guy went to the right. So it's not enough. However, even if you want to say that, let's say you had the two guys on either side, the left and the right, each had two people themselves, the echad and one person in the middle, mahu. So what's the halacha in that case? Do we say that this one guy, whichever side he ends up going to, he's going to make it into three? So therefore, we should be makel and let each one of them be considered a threer and have as much room in the space. If he goes to this side, it's three. And if he goes to that side, it's going to be three. That's one possibility, so we should be makel. Or we can say just the opposite. Because he could arguably, each person can say to himself, oh, he went to the other side, and I'm left with two, and the other side has three, so therefore each one is only left with two. And again, the halach is that you'd only get two suf per person and not three. So that's the suffix of the Gemara. The Gemara says, v'ilchus abayin l'kula, since this is hilchus erivin, and by erivin we always go l'kula, to the extent that it's a suffix whether or not... The suffix, whether we go to Kula or Chumra, we always pick the Kula side. So the Gemara says, Lamaskara, we can assume that the three people end up in one location together jointly, and we can give them as much area as they want. Okay, new aloha. Omar Rav Chisda. The next aloha is like this. Gidud Chamisho Mechitza Chamisho, on the top of Tzadik Gimel and Reis. If you have an area that's built up that is five tvachim high, that it's a mound of dirt, meaning the two chatzeres next to each other, and one of them just has a higher level than the other. It's five tvachim high. However, the guy on the upper side also created for himself, he built a separate fence, a mechitza of five tefach. So it's a total of 10 from the lower guy's perspective, five dirt and five fence. But from the upper guy's perspective, it's only a fence of five. So the halacha is ein mitzdarfin, they do not join together to create a level of 10. Achiyeh oikul begidud, unless you have a total of 10 tefachim high just from the ground, oikul b'mechitza, or you have a fence that is 10 tefachim high. So this is actually a very interesting machlekes rishonim over here, what the pshat is. So Rashi learns that if it's 10 tefachim high, so then even the guy on the top realizes if he stands at the edge of his mound, he realizes that it's a 10 tefach drop to the field next to him, and that's enough of a significant difference to make it into its own area. That's the way Rashi learns. The Rashba learns that the pshat is that from the guy who's standing on the top, if he only has a fence that's five, so, and Rashi says, before we get to the Rashba, Rashi says that therefore if it's only a five tefach height and a five tefach fence, the guy standing on the top just sees the five tefach drop, because he looks over the fence, because it's only five tefach, and he sees a five tefach drop. It's not such a big drop, so from his perspective, it's not a different area. The Rashba, on the other hand, learns that The problem is that the guy from the on the top just sees a 5 tefach fence. He will make a mistake in general that in order to create a mechitza, you only need 5 tefachim. So therefore, the Rashba says that's why over here it's a problem from the guy on the top. It's a din in mechitza. It's a din of mechitza. So then it comes out of machlekes rishonim whether or not this is a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanan. Is this be'etzem a mechitza? Is this be'etzem 10 from the guy from the bottom it creates a real mechitza? Is also a machlekes achroinim to learn how the Rashba learns whether the Rashba meant is a din d'araisa d'rabbanan. And we see also Tosfos gets involved over here slightly because Tosfos also has a suffix of an Isser D'Araisa of throwing something in a Rishus HaRabim into this area, whether or not this would be considered Hoitzo D'Araisa. But the Rishash learns that according to the Rashba, it's a Din D'Rabbanan. It's a Din of Mechitzas in general. You know, how to define the word Mechitza. So it's a Machlekes Rishonim, what the issue here in the Gemara is. In any event, we have, the mound is 5 tefachim high, and the fence is 5 tefach high. That's the case. It doesn't count together. So the Gemara asks, Meisve, we have a stira. This is a Feresha Brisa. You have two courtyards, one on top of the, one's higher than the other. If the upper one is in fact a full 10 tefachim higher, oi, here's the point, or it only has a mound of 5 and a fence of 5, they're considered separate, and not, because there's a 10 tefach difference, and so we see that the 5 mound and the 5 fence add together, create a 10. Just to finish the price, but if it's less than 10 tefachim high, so then you join them together, you cannot consider them separate, because it's less than 10 tefachim high. In any event, that's a straight contradiction, because here we see the mound and the fence do join together. So Omar Rava. So Rava says, Moide Rav Chista b'tachtoino. Rav Chista would agree that from the bottom guy's perspective, Hoil v'roya p'nei asara, since he sees 10 tefach. In other words, the whole issue over here only was from the top, from the guy in the chotzer on the top, from his perspective, he only sees a 5 tefach fence. So the question is whether or not that counts anything. But the guy from the bottom looking up, he certainly sees 10 tefachim in front of him because he has the mound and the fence. He can't get over that fence. It's a 10 tefach jump. So from his perspective, it's definitely 2 courtyards. So the Gemara says, if that statement is true, ihachi tachtoina ta'arev shnayim, v'loi ta'arev echad. So if so, it should come out like this, that from the bottom guy's perspective, he should definitely consider his courtyard and the other courtyard 2 separate courtyards. He has to consider them separate. However, the top guy, the Brisa said that they make 2 separate Eruvim. The top guy really shouldn't be able to make an Eruv at all, because from the top guy's perspective, he's really open to the bottom guy. However, since the bottom guy has to consider him separate, and they cannot constitute 1 courtyard, he's open, he's pasuach l'makom ha'aser lo, because he can't join with him from the bottom guy's perspective, so he shouldn't be able to make a courtyard at all, because he can't join with the bottom guy, because the bottom guy's from the bottom guy's perspective they're separate, and he can't make his own eruv, because as far as he's concerned he's opened up to the bottom guy, so he has no option. He can't make an eruv at all. So how do you explain the braisa? So Omar Rabba Bar Ulo Kagoin Shahoisa El Yoina Begufefes Arasar Eseramis. No, the case is, the reason why the top guy is allowed to make his own Eriv is because the case is that the top guy really has a fence running around his property, and now the area that's opened to the bottom guy is just an area that's less than 10 tefachim wide. So it's like an opening, so it's like a door, and the halacha is, as we learned many times, that whenever you have a door, if you want, you can consider the door closed, and I can make my own Eriv. So even though I'm open to a makom ha'aser lo, it's just an opening, so it's not a problem. I can close it up and consider it closed and make my own Eriv. So the Gemara says, well, if the case is that it's just an opening of less than 10, so yachi yema seifa. The end of the seifa says, pachas mikan, if the difference between the bottom guy and the top guy is less than 10 tefachim, ma'arvin echa ve'in ma'arvin shnayim. So if they want, they can only make an eriv as one, and they cannot be separate erivs. So iboy chad ta'arev, iboy trey ta'arev. So if, according to your logic, that it's really separate because there's a fence around it, and it's just an opening, so the halacha should be, they should have the option. Not that they should be forced to make an Erev and be considered as one because there's less than 10 tefachim in height. They should have the total option of making one Erev or 2 Eruv, and because of the fact that it's like a door between them. And anytime you have a door between 2 courtyards, they always have the option of either joining together or staying separate. So how are you going to learn pshat now if you're saying that really it's just like a doorway? So Amar Rabba Barei Du Rabba. So Rabba says like this: Kegoyin Shenifritza Tachtoina B'Maloya Leel Yoino. But the case is that the bottom guy, it's true that the top guy has a fence running around this courtyard, and this is just an opening from him. But the case is that from the bottom guy's perspective, this is the size of his courtyard. Like we've been saying all along, that there's a small courtyard and a bigger courtyard. And from his perspective, it's all open. So for he has to join the top guy. That's why we don't say there's an option of making them separate, or they have an option of joining as one and an option as making separate a Reuven. Because from his perspective, he has to join the top guy because it's completely Mimaloya. It's completely open to the top guy. He doesn't have a choice. It's not an opening for him. For him, it's not a doorway. For him, it's completely open from the bottom guy's perspective. So the Gemara says, well, if that's what you're talking about, it should be from the bottom guy, he has an option of only making an Erev as one. He cannot make them two separate Eruvim, as we explained, because it's not a Pesach for him. It's completely open. But the top guy should have this option, because for him, it's just, again, it's a regular doorway. And a doorway, he always has the option of either opening it or closing it. And if he closes it, so then he's a separate chotzer. He should be able to make his own Erev. So the Gemara says, Enachanami, you're right. From the top guy's perspective, he does have the choice. However, when the Braisa said that statement, that if it's less than 10 tefachim high, they can only be joined together, they can't be separated, it's only going from the bottom guy's perspective. But you're right, from the top guy's perspective, he has a choice of saying, hey, listen, this is a door. The fact that you're usher to me is not a problem, because I'll just close my door, and I don't need you. But that's from the top guy's perspective. But you're right, we were discussing from the bottom guy's perspective, it's less than 10 tefachim, and it's completely open from him, it's not a door. So he only has a choice of making an Erev together with the upper guy, because it's less than 10 tefachim. And that's how the Gemara wants to explain it. Now, Darsh Mereimar, a new aloha, but along the same topic. Darsh Mereimar Darshan, Kitud Chamisho Mechitza Chamisho, Mitztarfin. He says the opposite of what we just said before. He says, which, by the way, just slugs up Rav Chista. We don't paskin like Rav Chista. We paskin like Reimar. So all these shakla v'tarez, I mean, they have nafkaminas, but they're not. The bottom line is we paskin like this line. Gidil chamisha mechitza chamisha. You have a mound of five and a fence of five mitztarfin. They do join together and they become like one ten tefach thing. So Ashkechei Ravina la Ravacha berei derava. So Ravina found Ravina. Sorry, Ravina found Ravacha. Amalei Tani Mar Midim Mechitza. Did you learn any of halachas about Mechitzas? Amalei Loi. Notice, by the way, the Gemara calls this a din in Mechitza. It doesn't call this a din in Eruv, because remember we discussed earlier a couple weeks ago that by Eruvim we always go Lekula. It's actually, we had that on Amud Aleph, that by Eruvim we always go Lekula. This is not a din in Eruvim. This is a din in Mechitza, and it has an afkamina for Eruvim. But in any event, so he said, did you learn anything about Mechitzas? He said, no, I don't know anything. But however, the Gemara paskins, Gidu Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha Mitzarfin. But Lamaisa, we paskin that when it comes to Mechitza, we do join them together, because from the bottom guy's perspective, it creates a full 10 tefah. So now, Vayra Vayshia. What if you have people who become new inhabitants of the chotzer on Shabbos? Now the case over here, Rashi explains, is because you had a fence in between them, and the fence deteriorated and fell apart on Shabbos, and now all of a sudden, the chotzer that was my next door neighbor, that Erev Shabbos, or in the middle of Shabbos, was considered a separate yard, now all of a sudden opens up to me, and now he becomes usher. Ma'al Shiyasr, does it make me usher because I have people, I'm opened up into a new chotzer that I did not make an Erev with? So Rav Chista. So Rav Chista says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. We have this case. If you have a bigger courtyard that's open up into a smaller yard, the small yard is also because it's completely open. Because it becomes open to the bigger one. So the big one is mutter because it has a fence around it, but the smaller one is completely open. So what do we see? We see he wants to learn. The pshat is that by definition, if we're using the word nifritza, that the fence fell down, that means that it was up in the middle, up in the beginning of Shabbos, and it fell down in the middle of Shabbos, and it says beferish that the small one is going to be usher, so people who come in the middle of Shabbos are going to make you usher. So Amar Rabba. Rabba says, no, not a raya. Emer mi voi joim nifritzo. So the case is that actually the fence broke down Erev Shabbos, and that's why it's going to be usher. So it was like that in the beginning of Shabbos, not that it came in the middle of Shabbos. Amar Le'a Baya, loy tema mar imar. Don't say that maybe we could learn pshat that it opened up in the middle of Shabbos. You have to say for sure that the case was that the fence broke down Erev Shabbos, and when Shabbos started already, the small courtyard was completely opened and vulnerable, and that's why it was also. What's the raya that has to be pshat? Because we learned earlier, Boi minei mirav Huna, Boi minei mirav Yehuda, because they asked him this question, Eriv derech ha-Pesach, let's say I had an Eriv with my next door neighbor, and we used an opening, a doorway, and which is completely valid, V'nistam ha-Pesach, and then in the middle of Shabbos, a tree fell down and blocked the whole doorway. Or Eriv derech ha-Loin, we made an Eriv through an open window, which works, V'nistam ha-Loin, and the Choloin got stuffed up, Mahu, and we asked what the halacha is, and he answered me, Shabbos, kivin de hutra. Once it was mutter in the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutter in the end of Shabbos also, even though something happened to the doorway. So the same thing over here also, that if this fence was up in the middle of Shabbos and then it came collapsing down in the middle of Shabbos, we say, kivin de hutra, if it was done in a proper way, Erev, in the middle, the beginning of Shabbos, the fact that it became destroyed in the middle of Shabbos is not going to make it aser. Let's just do one more line very quickly. Itmar koisel sheben shtei chatzeiros. Yeah, again, if we have a wall that's in between two chaser shenafel that fell down in the middle of Shabbos, so Rav Amar Ematatul Lo'el B'Dalad Amos. Rav says you can only carry in Dalad Amos, and Rashi says obviously he has to be arguing on the Gemara right before. He has to hold. He does not hold of this concept of Kivin Shehutra Hutra, and Rav also has to say that the issue over here is because of the Kalim that because you Erev Shabbos had your own Erev with your house to the chaser, so therefore the issue here is worrying about the Kalim that started in your house moving them into the chaser. So because of that issue, you can only carry Dalad Amos. Shmuel Amar Zematatul Ad Ikar Mechitza Zematatul Ad Ikar Mechitza. And Shmuel will stop over here, but Shmuel says that you can carry in the entire courtyard, and even though my courtyard is now open to your courtyard, because that's the case, that the wall fell down in the middle of Shabbos, and I also had the right to carry Kalim from my house into the courtyard, still we're going to say that it's completely mutter according to Shmuel, because he says that Kivin Shehutra Hutra, and we're not Goyzer, and Shmuel holds that it's mutter, even if you made an Erev. Shmuel holds that it's mutter to carry from one chatzar to another chatzar, even if you made an Erev with your house. So even though there's a potential that Kalim from my house are in the courtyard right now, it's still going to be mutter, even though the fence fell down in the middle of Shabbos. So that's the Machlekes Rav, and Rav says you can only carry Dalad Amos, and Shmuel says you can carry the entire Chatzar, and we're not worried about the Kalim that came from the house. Okay, so we'll stop over here.